Eyes on the Fed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. There is much attention on what the Federal Reserve will do about interest rates at today's policy meeting. Expectations are that the Fed will leave in the key rate at 5.25%. Neil McKinnon is a currency analyst in London. He says there's little need for the Fed to make a move.
The weakness of the U.S. economy is not that pronounced as such. The main weakness is in the housing market. And I think the Fed will want to send a message to the financial markets that it'll be no more than a soft landing for the U.S. economy, that the spillover from the housing market to the rest of the economy will be fairly limited.
For that reason, McKinnon thinks the Fed will do nothing.
I think the Federal Reserve will want to make no major changes in the message to the financial markets. And I think they'll continue to follow a wait-and-see policy as far as interest rates are concerned.
The Fed will announce its decision at about 2:15 Washington time. This was the day that former Enron chief Jeffrey Skilling was to report to prison in Minnesota. He was supposed to begin serving a 24-year sentence for fraud and conspiracy. But a federal appeals court has delayed Skilling's report date to consider his request for bail while he appeals his conviction. NASDAQ is pressing ahead with its hostile takeover bid for the London Stock Exchange. The American company is appealing directly to exchange's shareholders. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
NASDAQ is not taking no for an answer. Turned down twice by the board of the London Stock Exchange, NASDAQ's now mailing its offer to shareholders. They'll be given until January the 11th to accept the $5.3 billion bid. This is NASDAQ's final throw, says Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment.
It is a desperate move because it's the final one you can make to the ultimate owners. If they ignore it or if they just turn it down, then there's not a lot you can actually do after that except pack up your bags and go home.
NASDAQ, which already owns more than 28% of the London Exchange, clearly believes it's in with a chance. Rival suitors, including the NYSE, all seem to have lost interest. But the market expects another higher bid. Shares in the London Stock Exchange are now standing 6% above NASDAQ's offer. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Freightliner brand is everywhere in American trucking, and it's owned by Daimler Chrysler. The automaking giant thinks Freightliner can turn a profit next year, but it's going to have to make some cuts in its payroll. The whole industry is looking at a downturn, which could mean heavy truck volume falls by 40% next year. Freightliner's already announced it's laying off 800 workers at a plant in Canada, but the worst is yet to come. Now it says as many as 4,000 jobs could be trimmed in 2007. Folks with an intolerance for gluten have to have been able to find alternatives to bread, pasta, and the like, but they've pretty much had to give up drinking beer. Well, two businesswomen plan to change that. They made a batch of gluten-free beer that was a big hit at a recent wedding. So they decided to open up the Dark Hills Brewery in northwest Arkansas. Their formula uses rice instead of barley, which is what leaves the gluten behind. Investors were invited for a tasting over the weekend. Investors were upbeat yesterday. Low oil prices didn't hurt, but all eyes are on the Federal Reserve today. At the close, the Dow climbed 20 points to 12,328. The NASDAQ rose 5 points to 2,442. This is Marketplace. It's not your imagination. There really are more initial public offerings at this time of year. We asked Elisa Roth to find out why.
They may not have the panache of Google, but some 17 stocks are expected to start trading for the first time over the next few days. Just like the rest of us, the markets will start to slow down next week as investors get ready for the holidays, and they don't really get going again until mid-January. David Menlo is president of the research firm IPOfinancial.com. He says it's not just the companies themselves that are pushing the last-minute blitz.
The end of the year does mark the fiscal end of most of the brokerage firms, and bonuses, really, quite simply, are paid on the basis of the profitability that the various departments can generate.
He said having investors around is the key to a successful IPO, so companies are careful to schedule them away from any holidays that shut the markets. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with four top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Have you been putting off your holiday shopping? Well, online retailers want to lure you into making some web purchases. That word from Comscore, a company which measures how the Internet is used. It says retailers are making deals and offering discounts, but you have to act quickly. To get your items delivered by Christmas, you have to order them by this week or early next week at the latest. Meanwhile, malls apparently haven't been doing so well. One analyst says stores will start offering price cuts this weekend as a way of attracting in more shoppers. Well, this is a time of year when malls and department stores pull out all the stops to create a winter wonderland. The idea is to put shoppers in a festive and generous mood. Writer and commentator Moira Mannion recently took a part-time job to help create one of these displays. She gives us a glimpse of the reality behind the make-believe.
A huge Minneapolis department store is a glitter and a glow. Christmas trees are laden with ornaments for sale, and tables are full of seasonal treasures to brighten the home. Little children gaze in awe at the Christmas wonderland. Who is responsible for this magnificent Christmas spectacular? Well, far below, in the basement, past the time clock and the creaky freight elevator, many helpers are busy. We're pouring with sweat as we rip open heavy boxes and remove ornaments from layers of bubble wrap and styrofoam peanuts. Many of the workers are slender young Somali women wearing long skirts, their heads wrapped in scarves. The one to my left looks puzzled as she yanks from a box a 2-foot-tall reindeer made of twigs with a collar of jingle bells hot glued to its neck. Moira, what is? It's a reindeer made of twigs. Is ugly. It's very ugly. She eyes the label. $75 for ugly deer of twigs with jingle balls made in China. Is no good. She holds up a wooden red bird. What Christmas meaning? It doesn't have a specific meaning for Christmas. Then why you pay $12 for crappy wooden red bird? Because people go insane at Christmas. It's tradition. Moira, says a Somali gentleman to my left, shiny with sweat. People in China paid little money to make ugly things. We paid little to unbox. And Americans pay a lot of money for to put on plastic trees. It's very funny. Yes, sir, it's very funny indeed. After hours, we haul the ornaments upstairs. With lighting, music, and gingerbread candles, illusion will transform the crappy cheap imports into precious Christmas keepsakes. So remember, in the heart of Minneapolis, your very special Christmas wonderland is brought to you by Santa's helpers, Rukio, Aisha, Rashid, Abid, and Muhammad.
Moira Mannion works and writes in St. Paul, Minnesota. If you're on the go, maybe doing that last-minute holiday shopping, you could take us with you. That's because we're podcasting. You can find out more by visiting our website, marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
How many things?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.